Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Called and Sanctified. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 1:2. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. I have just read the New King James Version. The book of 1 Corinthians is a letter written by Paul to the church in Corinth. Paul likely dictated the letter while Sosthenes, a former synagogue ruler in Corinth, Acts 18:17, wrote it down. Sosthenes played a significant role in supporting Paul's ministry to the Corinthians. Corinth, a major city in southern Greece, was home to many who accepted the gospel through Paul's apostolic work. But, like any other church, the believers in Corinth had their unique challenges and temptations. This letter was meant to encourage them and address their concerns. In 1 Corinthians 1:2, Paul refers to the Corinthian Christians as sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints. In today's world, saints are often seen as exceptional holy individuals. But in the New Testament church, we are all called to this sainthood. We have been sanctified, set apart by God, to live lives that bear witness to His power and glory. As believers, we are empowered to reflect the supernatural power of God, living free from the corruption of the world. Go into today, thanking God for calling you to be a saint. Prayer. Ask the Lord to empower you to live a life that reflects His power and glory. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Numbers chapters 25 to 28. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Numbers chapters 25 to 28.
While Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to the sacrifices to their gods. The people ate the sacrificial meal and bowed down before these gods. So Israel yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor, and the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses,
"Take all the leaders of these people, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger may turn away from Israel."
So Moses said to Israel's judges,
"Each of you must put to death those of your people who have yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor."
Then an Israelite man brought into the camp a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear into both of them, right through the Israelite man and into the woman's stomach. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped, but those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. The Lord said to Moses,
"Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites. Since he was as zealous for my honor among them as I am, I did not put an end to them in my zeal. Therefore tell him, I am making my covenant of peace with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant of a lasting priesthood because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites."
The name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, son of Salu, the leader of a Simeonite family. And the name of the Midianite woman who was put to death was Cozbi, daughter of Zer, a tribal chief of a Midianite family. The Lord said to Moses,
"Treat the Midianites as enemies and kill them. They treated you as enemies when they deceived you in the Peor incident involving their sister Cozbi, the daughter of a Midianite leader, the woman who was killed when the plague came as a result of that incident."
After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest,
"Take a census of the whole Israelite community by families. All those 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army of Israel."
So on the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, across from Jericho, Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spoke with them and said,
"Take a census of the men 20 years old or more, as the Lord commanded Moses."
These were the Israelites who came out of Egypt. The descendants of Reuben, the firstborn son of Israel, were through Hanok, the Hanokite clan, through Palu, the Paluite clan, through Hezron, the Hezronite clan, through Carmi, the Carmite clan. These were the clans of Reuben. Those numbered were 43,730. The son of Palu was Eliab, and the sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. The same Dathan and Abiram were the community officials who rebelled against Moses and Aaron, and were among Korah's followers when they rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them along with Korah, whose followers died when the fire devoured the 250 men. And they served as a warning sign. The line of Korah, however, did not die out. The descendants of Simeon by their clans were through Nemuel, the Nemuelite clan, through Jamin, the Jaminite clan, through Jachin, the Jachinite clan, through Zerah, the Zerahite clan, through Shaul, the Shaulite clan. These were the clans of Simeon. Those numbered were 22,200. The descendants of Gad by their clans were through Zephon, the Zephonite clan, through Haggi, the Haggite clan, through Shunai, the Shunite clan, through Osni, the Osnite clan, through Eri, the Erite clan, through Arudai, the Arudite clan, through Areli, the Arelite clan. These were the clans of Gad. Those numbered were 40,500. And Onan were sons of Judah, but they died in Canaan. The descendants of Judah by their clans were through Shelah, the Shelahite clan, through Perez, the Perezite clan, through Zerah, the Zerahite clan. The descendants of Perez were through Hezron, the Hezronite clan, through Hamuel, the Hamulite clan. These were the clans of Judah. Those numbered were 76,500. The descendants of Issachar by their clans were through Tola, the Tolaite clan, through Pua, the Puite clan, through Jashub, the Jashubite clan, through Shimron, the Shimronite clan. These were the clans of Issachar. Those numbered were 64,300. The descendants of Zebulun by their clans were through Sirah, the Sirahite clan, through Elon, the Elonite clan, through Jahleel, the Jahleelite clan. These were the clans of Zebulun. Those numbers were 60,500. The descendants of Joseph by their clans through Manasseh and Ephraim, were the descendants of Manasseh through Machir, the Machirite clan. Machir was the father of Gilead, through Gilead, the Gileadite clan. These were the descendants of Gilead, through Aiza, the Aizerite clan, through Helik, the Helikite clan, through Asriel, the Asrielite clan, through Shechem, the Shechemite clan, through Shemida, the Shemidaite clan, through Hepher, the Hepherite clan. Zelophehad, son of Hepher, had no sons. He had only daughters, whose names were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the clans of Manasseh. Those numbered were 52,700. These were the descendants of Ephraim by their clans, through Shuthelah, the Shuthelahite clan, through Beker, the Bekerite clan, through Tahan, the Tahanite clan. These were the descendants of Shuthelah, through Iran, the Iranite clan. These were the clans of Ephraim. Those numbered were 32,500. These were the descendants of Joseph by their clans. The descendants of Benjamin by their clans were through Bela, the Belaite clan, through Ashbel, the Ashbelite clan, through Ahiram, the Ahiramite clan, through Shupham, the Shuphamite clan, through Hupham, the Huphamite clan. The descendants of Bela through Ard and Naaman were through Ard, the Ardite clan, through Naaman, the Naamite clan. These were the clans of Benjamin. Those numbered were 45,600. These were the descendants of Dan by their clans, through Shuham, the Shuhamite clan. These were the clans of Dan. The daughters of Zelophehad, son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, belonged to the clans of Manasseh, son of Joseph. The names of the daughters were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came forward and stood before Moses, Eleazar the priest, the leaders, and the whole assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and said,
"Our father died in the wilderness. He was not among Korah's followers who banded together against the Lord, but he died for his own sin and left no sons. Why should our father's name disappear from his clan because he had no son? Give us property among our father's relatives."
So Moses brought their case before the Lord. And the Lord said to him,
"What Zelophehad's daughters are saying is right. You must certainly give them property as an inheritance among their father's relatives, and give their father's inheritance to them. Say to the Israelites, if a man dies and leaves no son, give his inheritance to his daughter. If he has no daughter, give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father had no brothers, give his inheritance to the nearest relative in his clan, that he may possess it. This is to have the force of law for the Israelites, as the Lord commanded Moses."
Then the Lord said to Moses,
"Go up this mountain in the Abarim range and see the land I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people, as your brother Aaron was. For when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes."
These were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin. Moses said to the Lord,
"May the Lord, the God of every human spirit, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them. one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd.
So the Lord said to Moses,
take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in.
Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord instructed through Moses. The Lord said to Moses,
give this command to the Israelites and say to them, make sure that you present to me at the appointed time my food offerings as an aroma pleasing to me. Say to them, this is the food offering you are to present to the Lord. 2 lambs a year old without defect, as a regular burnt offering each day. Offer 1 lamb in the morning and the other at twilight, together with a grain offering of 1/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil from pressed olives. This is the regular burnt offering instituted at Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. The accompanying drink offering is to be 1/4 of a hin of fermented drink with each lamb. Pour out the drink offering to the Lord at the sanctuary. Offer the 2nd lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering that you offer in the morning. This is a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, make an offering of 2 lambs a year old without defect, together with its drink offering and a grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with olive oil. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 1st of every month, present to the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With each bull, there is to be a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with oil. With the ram, a grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with oil, and with each lamb, a grain offering of 1/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with oil. This is for a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. With each bull, there is to be a drink offering of 1/2 hin of wine. With the ram, 1/3 hin, and with each lamb, 1/4 hin. This is the monthly burnt offering to be made at each new moon during the year. Besides the regular burnt offering with its drink offering, 1 male goat is to be presented to the Lord as a sin offering. On the 14th day of the 1st month, the Lord's Passover is to be held. On the 15th day of this month, there is to be a festival. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. On the 1st day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Present to the Lord a food offering consisting of a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With each bull, offer a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with oil. With the ram, 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs, 1/10. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Offer these in addition to the regular morning burnt offering. In this way, present the food offering every day for 7 days as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. It is to be offered in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the seventh day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. On the day of first fruits, when you present to the Lord an offering of new grain during the festival of weeks, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Present a burnt offering of two young bulls, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old, as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. With each bull, there is to be a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with oil. With the ram, 2/10. And with each of the seven lambs, 1/10. Include one male goat to make atonement for you. Offer these together with their drink offerings, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering. Be sure the animals are without defect.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.